broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we go work it out.
Ooh, Wish
Mountain
107.5.
We can work it out.
For how long would you keep throwing pity party and choosing to destroy your life because you think you are the reason things happened the way they did, when in fact it is no fault of yours? Hi, I am Chaviva and welcome to another amazing episode of the Chiamaka of Chaviva's podcast. Today, I'll be talking about trauma and choosing to live a new life. So it's been a long time since I had anything up here. It's been a long time since I did any recording. Actually, I have one that talks about relationship, family, friendship, and everything. In fact, what happened was myself and some of my friends went to visit another friend who I thought was sick, but in fact was not sick. And so we ended up talking about things that happened to us or people that we knew. I'm like, guys, chill. We cannot just be wasting this kind of content. Let me record this thing. I'm like, cool. So it lasted for about an hour of amazing gist. Like, the gist, mad. That's all I can say. So I ought to have published it for a while now, but school, fam. School stress. I've had a lot to do, and I've been lazy because I'm like, 1 hour, how would I sit to like edit all of these things? My laptop has also been faulty because it is easier to like edit on my laptop and stuff, to do all of the splits and remove and stuff. But I promised that I would be publishing this immediately after I am done with publishing this one, so that you can have 2 weeks content ready. So I have been occupied with a lot of things that at first I thought I was going to go crazy. In fact, I decided that I was going to put up a post on how to juggle extracurriculars and your academics, how to balance it, and what exactly is the benefits. Because I realized that people find it difficult to juggle both and be successful at it. But for some reason that I think if I calm down to think about, I would probably be able to. You know, I usually write from my experience. I don't write from things that every other person says. How well have I been able to juggle being in certain positions in school and handling my business and handling my brand, podcast, the blog, all of that, and still doing well in my academics? How well have I been able to manage all of that? That is what I'll be posting up in my blog. I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, but I'm like, no, this topic has been pending for a long time. And what finally triggered the fact that I was going to talk about trauma and choosing to live a new life is because recently I've been talking to a particular person that I realized that she still has no bearing as regard what she wants to do. And I can totally relate to it because for a long time I allowed all of my past experiences to define the person that I am. I allowed all of the things that's happened to shape me into a person that I am not. Do you understand? And then I lived a very sad life, even if I appear to be happy or I am usually laughing with my friends, but when in fact I am like, we get. I know that one day after I cried a lot, and I'm like, babe, this is like no fault of yours. Why are you blaming yourself for all of the things that happened? Now, of course, you did not want to happen, but of course it did happen. So now what exactly are you going to do? There is no way you can do the Flash running back in timeline, all of that thing to bring back Batman's mother. There is no way you can do any of that, or Flash's mother. There is no way you can do any of that. But what is going to happen from this moment up until the future is totally dependent on you. And I'm like, okay. And you know what exactly helped me was that I prayed. You know, I am always talking about my faith every opportunity I get. Yes. How I have been able to stay sane and still do the best that I can and be the best that I can is because I table all of the things that's happened to me to God. I'm like, Baba God, now you get this thing. I have no idea what I'm going to do. So take it. You know, this thing was what I tried last week. I had a competition that I had not prepared for. You know, when I tell people that, like, some people feel like I'm trying to show off. And so I don't tell them that I did not prepare for them, for the competition like that. And it wasn't because I was intentional, but there were a lot of things that was distracting me. I had a lot of issues that were underlying that I could not really even talk about. But I'm like, I have put in my best to this competition. I have tried the best I can, and there is no way I'm going to back out. The IF community had an outreach on the day of the screening to qualify for the competition. But even after all of the stress that I've been through, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make it for this screening, regardless of how stressed I feel. And I came, long story cut short, I could not concentrate during the day of the competition because it was a lot. And I'm like, okay. Hello, God. This brain and mind is your own. I feel overwhelmed and pressured. I have no idea what I'm going to do. So I'm giving all of these things to you. Anything you want to, I will not consign me. But you see this competition, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to do the best I can by the grace of God. And that was what happened. Because I felt relieved. I had a clearer mind. And everything was like, that's it. So back to what I was talking about. At some point in my life, I realized that I cannot keep blaming people for all of the things that happened. Fine, it was their fault. But how long will I keep pointing fingers? How long will I keep living in the shadow and being unhappy? How long was I going to take all of that? How long would I keep curtailing all of the amazing things I have in me just because I am being trapped in the past? And I remember that this, at some point I prayed and I'm like, is I having like physical health complications, like health issues and stuff? I prayed about it, and what I got was God was telling me that whatever happened wasn't something that happened because of me, that it is not my fault. But now that it was going to, okay, that the world tells you to rip away the pages of your life that you do not like, but God is saying that, okay, I'm going to use these very pages to bring more light. And so when people are like, you went through all of these things and you're still like this, and I'm like, I still feel somehow sad. I doubt I feel sad, but it has strengthened me in times that I thought I should be weak, but it has given me like massive strength. And because of all of the things I went through while growing up was exactly the reason why I birthed the Avif community. And I'm like, for every ash, for every pain, for every guilt, for every shame that I feel, I'm going to be turning all of these things by the grace of God into something that is massive. Like, the devil be wishing that he had not messed with me in the first place. So, yeah, you did it in a way that I would have a messed up childhood. But now, I'm going to be helping other persons, other children to not have to go through the things that I went through. And so, who lost? Devil 0, Chiamaka 1. And that was exactly how my approach was. When I started having anxiety issues, I went into broadcasting and podcasting. Devil 0, Chiamaka 1. People are becoming better persons by listening to me. And that is by God's grace. But now what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. So now the devil will be super afraid to want to mess with me because in his mind he'll be like, make this girl no go turn upside down for my head. You dig? But I keep telling people that being and living intentional is the key to being happy. And there are days that I'll feel sad. I'm like, because of you, this thing happened. I've not really talked about it, but for a long time, I felt that a friend of mine committed suicide because I was being insensitive. Not insensitive per se, it's a long story. Later on, I realized that it wasn't me. Whatever reason she committed suicide, it was not because of me. Maybe I feel guilty that I wasn't there when she badly needed me. But of course, even I needed help at that point. I was helpless. How exactly am I going to save someone else when I can't even save myself? That was the situation I was in. But it turned out the way it did. And for a long time, I felt guilty. I felt like I do not deserve friends. I do not deserve people who love me. Because every single person that did, either I lost them to death or they went far away, and that was it. And so I deprived myself from being happy for a long time. But now, I am being intentional, my friends. The best way I can help you, if I feel that you are down, if I feel that something is going on, I do the very best I can to ensure that you get out of the situation that you are in. I do not feel guilty. I feel sad that I lost my friend, but I do not feel guilty any longer, because what I do now is that I know the reason behind her committing suicide, and I'm going to make it in a way that the Arif community will be ensuring that families, parents especially, do not bring their children into whatever drama they are going through. Because even if they feel like it has no effect on their kid, it does. And of course, they can commit suicide because of things that they think is as trivial as parents' drama. So guys, this is not going to be a long podcast, but I am not saying that I have my life figured out. Far from it. In fact, I'll be totally dishonest by saying that my life is figured out. But what exactly am I saying? Every single day, I am being intentional about how I want my life to be. I can as well have said, okay, this thing happened, let me sulk and commit suicide. But no, I am not going to do that. I can as well say that my health issue is like really bad and stuff, but I'm not going to do any of that. In fact, I'm going to keep trying until the very day I breathe my last breath. That is the point at which I would not be able to try again. But as long as I am living, as long as this nose can breathe in air into this amazing body of mine, I'll keep trying every single day, regardless of how hard it is. People think that I have gotten over all of the things that happened. Majorly, yes. But if I'm going to be honest with you, every once in a while it comes to my head. But then I'm like, but babe, look how far you've gone. No, well, I've done pretty well for myself. I've done like well for myself. And if nobody's going to be applauding me, boy, I'm going to clap for myself. I don't mind. So guys, I want you, anybody listening to this, to know that you are not a result of the circumstances that you've been through. Your identity is not based on your family background. Your identity is not based on the fact that you've been abused. Your identity is not based on the fact that your parents got separated. That is not who you are. You are somebody way deeper than all of these circumstances, than all of this drama happening. There is somebody that the world is here to see, and that's why I tell myself, Chaviva, the stars call you all, because in your element you are golden. You are worth more than silver, gold, worth more than anything, any background, any issue that might have happened. And I really, really hope that you choose to be happy regardless. I really hope that you're going to pick up all of the ashes and create beauty, create art. I really hope that you're going to pick all of the pieces and choose to live a better life. Choose to live it. Because if not for anything, you deserve to be happy. I tell myself that I deserve the best this life can ever offer. I deserve all the happiness and the love in the world. I deserve all the love it has to offer. And I'm going to do all that I can to ensure that I am happy, that I experience love to the fullest, that I ensure that nobody has to go through the things that I have been through the best way I can. And that is my own perspective towards this. Just because it happened to me has made me understand what it is like to be depressed, what it is like to have anxiety, what it is like to have at some point learning disability. I did not understand what it meant for people to not understand. Like, you're in class and like, Chimaka, I'm sorry, I don't understand this thing. I'm like, how don't you understand? This is as simple as ABC. But until I had that issue where I was not able to comprehend anything, I was having memory issues, that was when I finally understood what people felt like when they came to me. And I'm like, but this thing is simple now. And right now, I am better. And the reason is because I now understand how it feels like. And so I'm not saying, when you come up to me, I'm like, I don't understand this thing. I would never underestimate the fact that it happened. I would never say that, I'm sorry. I would never say that, but this is simple. No, I would go as basic as I can. And even if in that basic you don't understand, I'll break it down to the very least that I can. Because I just feel like all of my experiences has built me to become a person with empathy, and I understand people more. I would, instead of settling for violence, I'm like, why is this person like this instead? Why is this thing happening like this? How can I make this better? Oof. Baby girl, baby boy, choose to be happy regardless of whatever has happened. You can no longer control what's happened in the past, but whatever is going to happen now and in the future is up to you. Be intentional about it. Your identity is not based on all of that. You can shape and make your life into whatever it is. You can use all of those things that's happened for your benefits. Maybe not for your benefits particularly, but to help other people. And you know why I feel happier? It's because I'm like, thank God this person would not have to go through all of this trauma or be silent about this thing that happened. In fact, there's a lot that I don't even talk about, because very soon, one day, I'll tell everything. But until then, I am going to be building myself and addressing every single issue that I've had. Instead of running away, I've been running away for way too long, like way too long, running away from all of the things that's happened to me. And right now, I'm like, okay, you've pushed me to the wall. I'm going back right into your faces. And I'm like, okay, Chimaka, I can't do this because I'm super terrified. God, what happened? I am going to be addressing it that moment and ensuring that it does not hinder me from becoming the amazing person that I can be, the amazing person that I am. I feel like I'm repeating myself already, but tell me what you think about this. Tell me how I can help you. You can send me a text message. Sorry. Enter my DM on Instagram, d.chiamaka of Chaviva. And tell me if this is something that you relate to. Tell me if you are still struggling to get past trauma. Tell me if you have been able to get past it, how you're able to do that. And I am willing to share it anonymously with anyone so it can help anybody possibly. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please do me a favor. Share with your friends, family. Share with anybody that cares to listen. Force them if you have to. Violence tickets by force. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Okay, now I'll do a special shout out to Bobby. Bobby, thank you so much. I got your review. Aish, my chest is doing jiggling. I'm super grateful. In fact, I felt discouraged for a while. I realized that it wasn't just because I was busy, because I've always been busy, but I've been making recordings regardless. I realized that I've not been having the vibes to do all of this, and your voice notes was all I needed to kickstart everything again. Thank you so much. Thank you to every single person who lifts other people, even in their industry. You rise by lifting others, and I appreciate you, Bobby. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody who reaches out to me and comments my work. Thank you. If this has been helpful, thank you. Hi, I love you so much. Peace. The silence is